the Mosman Central Sugar Mill could have a buyer. Now, 6 years ago, you'll remember that the mill was purchased by Australia's second largest grower and one of the country's last remaining grower-owned companies, Mackay Sugar. The move was seen as a lifeline to the Mosman growers after more than a decade of uncertainty about the mill's future. It also proved a pivotal moment for the Tableland cane growers, who controversially struck a deal to supply the Mosman mill nearly 100 kilometres away on the coast, rather than the foreign-owned local mill after a bitter divide over sugar marketing. But that's all history now. Today, the tables have turned, and instead, it's Mackay sugar growers who are farming under a cloud of uncertainty. Crippled by debt, the company spent the past 18 months searching for a buyer or a joint venture partner, and so far, to no avail. It's for that reason that some Mackay grower shareholders are questioning the timing of the Mackay sale agreement. Is it an asset or a liability? Now, that is a question I would have liked to have put to the executive chairman and CEO of the company, Mark Day, as he continues to search for a way out of Mackay Sugar's debt crisis. Unfortunately, Mr. Day is not available, but someone that knows a fair bit about that deal, someone that's been intimately involved in putting it together over the past 18 months on behalf of Mosman and Tableland growers, is Tableland Cane Growers deputy chairman, or woman, should I say, Marianne Salvetti. Good afternoon, Marianne.
Oh, good afternoon, Charlie.
Who does Far Northern Milling Pty Ltd represent? What does it hope to achieve?
Okay, Far Northern Milling represents the growers that have committed to put in money for levies for the due diligence, which will then relate back to shareholding if the option is taken up. And it will also represent all of the growers, whether they're shareholders or not, who will be supplying the Mosman mill going forward from the end of the year.
You just heard Drew Watson in Mosman suggest that there's no way that the Mosman growers could have done this alone. How equal is the partnership between the two of you, though, given that you do have an alternative just down the road, the Tableland mill, they don't?
Look, I think, from the onset, the Tableland Committee was well aware that if we didn't support the Mosman growers, there was no way that they were going to be carting their cane up the hill, and the Tableland mill wouldn't have been able to crush it short-term because of the capacity. So I think there's been an amazing response from my growers on the Tableland, and a real appetite by these growers to keep control of the sugar and also have ownership in their own sugar mill, which doesn't come all that opportunity doesn't come along every day. And I think the enthusiasm from my people on the Tablelands, including and together with the enthusiasm of the Mosman growers, has seen this amazing result.
Mosman Mill was worth $25 million 6 years ago. How much is it worth today?
It's worth that and every bit of it to the growers who are going to invest in it, Charlie.
Righto. You're willing to pay $25 million?
What I'm saying to you is that it is worth hundreds of millions of dollars to us as growers.
What conditions? You mentioned that the due diligence process that's been continuing now for some 18 months. What conditions are you specifically seeking to be satisfied before the sale can proceed?
Charlie, there's a number of conditions, but, generally they would be growers signing up to a long-term agreement, supply agreement. It would be accessing the funding that we require to get the mill going and put in the value-adding prospects that we are looking at that will ultimately make the mill very viable, and also to environmental due diligence, of course.
You're hearing from Marianne Salvetti, the Tableland Cane Growers Deputy Chairwoman, at quarter past 12 on the Queensland Country Hour. I hope it's not 6 o'clock. Marianne, I know your phone's been ringing hot since then. How difficult has it been to get this deal across the line, given the diabolically low world sugar price and also that added issue of the ongoing uncertainty surrounding the regulatory framework, in particular the grower choice in marketing sugar laws?
you know, everything in life is a challenge. And I think if people are determined to make something happen, it doesn't matter how difficult or how challenging it's been. I mean, it's been a very long process. I mean, we've been at this for 18 months, but there's been nobody on the team that has wanted to walk away from this. We were determined to make something happen, and so was the Mackay Sugar Board. So, you know, when you've got willing parties working towards an outcome, nothing is hard. It's just challenging.
Your success, though, is going to hinge on the ability to secure cane supply. How strong is that will of the growers sending their cane down the range to Mosman when there is a closer and, some might say, more modern option on their doorstep?
Charlie, the growers that have signed up to this mill is more than our expectations, and it has been absolutely overwhelming to the response. Like, the growers were asked on a ballot, you know, if they were prepared to supply a grower-owned mill. They were also asked if they were prepared to put in some funding for the due diligence. And they were also asked if they were prepared to put in extra funding if we didn't meet the threshold. Well, nearly all of my growers ticked all three boxes, and the same with the Mosman growers.
But it's not binding, is it, that they could tick a box, but they still need to sign on the dotted line?
Oh, they will, but I mean, nobody's going to commit 50 cents or whatever the price is if they're going to, you know, if it doesn't go ahead, they'll lose that money. So at the end of the day, people who put their money up front are normally pretty serious.
Growers grow sugarcane.
Yes.
They don't necessarily run sugar mills, or at least in Queensland they haven't done so for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to go about the practical day-to-day operation of this mill if your efforts are ultimately successful?
Well, Charlie, there are a lot of people in this sugar industry that have run sugar mills very, very successfully. And the gentleman that's running the mill at the moment is a very, very capable person. And we have every faith in all of the staff in Mosman to continue to run the mill as well and as committedly as they have in the past.
And no mill comes without its challenges, I'm sure you'd agree. Mosman has some significant ones, though. As Mackay Sugar found out, it had to invest something like $20 million or more to keep it running. But at the end of the day, it's still a 100-year-old factory in a declining production area with some environmental issues, including its smokestack emissions in the main street of Mosman. Do you really want to inherit all those problems?
Charlie, you know, businesses don't go ahead in this country if you don't take risk and inherit problems. At the end of the day, every business, whether it's a farming business or a mechanical business or a mining business, it all has its problems, and you've got to meet those problems. The issues that we will face, we do not believe that we can't work through them and come out the other end. And at the end of the day, if we want a future in the sugar industry, we have to take control of our destiny, or we will always be price takers and we will end up getting less and less for our product, and at the end of the day the industry will die. Well, we don't want that. We enjoy growing cane, we benefit from growing cane, and we're going to make this an amazing business going forward that will be the cornerstone of the industry.
Marianne Salvetti, personally and professionally, you really tied yourself and your growers to the mast of Mackay Sugar when you ended that 5-year cane supply agreement back in...
We did.
Do you have any regrets about the way... Given that that relationship has turned out to be a short-lived one, do you have any regrets about the capital that decision's cost you and the growers?
Look, you know, as far as capital goes, it hasn't really cost us any capital personally.
Emotionally?
Oh, well, emotional capital, that's pretty easily replaced, Charlie. But, you know, I mean, I don't regret it at all. It's been an absolute pleasure working with Mackay Sugar. It saddens me that, you know, circumstances have led to the end result for Mackay Sugar. And it does sadden us that we have to cut our ties with Mackay Sugar. But, you know, this is a whole new challenge for us, a whole new chapter in the sugar industry of the north, and we're going to have a go, Charlie. You know, if we succeed, that is amazing, and if we don't, well, we will have learned a very good lesson.
Well, that's one thing no one will ever be able to say about you, Marianne, is that you didn't have a go.
That's right.
Thank you very much for being willing to talk a little bit about the agreement that you've reached with Mackay Sugar on the Country Hour today.
Yeah, thank you. you very much, Charlie. And I'd like to just mention that we want to extend our gratitude to the Department of State Development, Manufacturing, Infrastructure and Planning, because they've played a critical role in introducing us to some amazing companies overseas that will assist with our value adding, and also to the Douglas Shire Council for their amazing support as well.
All right. Well, Marianne Salvetti, we look forward to hearing more about the details as that deal progresses.
Okay. Thank you very much, Charlie.